Hello everyone, this is Anaya, and today I'm going to tell you the story of the crackpot. There was once an elderly Japanese woman who had two large pots. Each hung on each end of a pole which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, and while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full for a full 2 years. This went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to her house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect to the end for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection, and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the old lady one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you." The lady asked, "Why? What are you ashamed of?" The pot replied, "For these past 2 years, I am able to deliver only half of my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house. Because of my flaws, you don't get value for your full effort." The lady felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and in her compassion, she said, "As we return back to the house, I want you to notice beautiful flowers along the path." As they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful wildflowers on the side of the path, and this cheered it somewhat. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half its load, and so again it apologized to the bearer for its failure. The old lady said to the pot,
"Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known because of your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flaw seeds on your side of the path, and every day while you walk back from the stream, you've watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my living room table. Without you being just the way you are, I would not have this beauty to grace my house."
We have learned from the story that we all are like the crackpot. We all have certain flaws and imperfections within ourselves. By its cracks and flaws that we each have, that make our lives together so very interesting and rewarding. We can choose to see the beauty in our flaws like a Japanese art of kintsugi. Do you know what is kintsugi? Let me explain you. In Japan, kintsugi referred as a golden healing. It is an art of mending broken objects with gold. And it is believed that when something has suffered damage and has a history, it becomes more beautiful. Thus, we've just got to take each person for what they are and look for the good in them. So, my dear friends, remember to enjoy the perfume of the flowers on your side of the path and send this story to all your friends. After all, friendship is like flowers. It must be cherished. Sayonara.